Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
AgeOfTheCustomer.com. This is Jim Blasingame, and I wrote this book for you.
I held a cup standing with his hand on his cord.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Little Stevie Ray bringing us back the late, great SRV. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Hope you check those out. Use them to your advantage. We built them just for you. Walter Kieschel is here. Walter Kieschel III is the author of The Lords of Strategy, The Secret Intellectual History of the New Corporate World. He's the former editor editorial director of Harvard Business Review, former managing editor at Fortune Magazine, got great credentials, and has been a member of our brain trust now for a long time. Walter, thanks again for hanging out with us. We're talking about mostly post-disaster strategy, but honestly, here we are, you know, in the middle of these two hurricanes. We really need to look both ways, don't we?
We do. And, you know, one of the things that we've talked about before in talking about strategy for small businesses is this concept of that there are the three C's that you really need to pay a lot of attention to.
Yep.
That would be costs, customers, and competitors. And I think one of the things that you really do need to do after a disaster is to kind of rethink where you are on each of those dimensions. But as you point out, those are also dimensions that you should be thinking about before a disaster strikes, and even by way of planning for what might happen. But
you know, during last week, of course, the darn storm hit so in Houston. I mean, it surprised a lot of people. How bad it was and how it hit and where it came ashore. I think it, I thought, okay, what can I do to help my customers? So I came up with some ideas and I contacted them. I said, how about this? What can I help you with this? I tried to come up with some things to let them know, at least let them know that I was thinking about them. And it wasn't just busy work. It was some things I thought would help. Think about those things with your customers. And you got that. That's one of your C's. To me, that's the most important. I think that one should be first.
It clearly is. I mean, that'll be the lifeblood of your business.
Yeah.
And we saw some incredible demonstrations, I think, in Houston and other places. The Mattress King opening up his stores to people. High-end restaurants were also cooking meals that were being sent around the area to homeless and displaced people. That's exactly the kind of thinking. But then you need to also be thinking about, well, let me see, though, now. If we're going to be going through a month of, or periods of weeks or months of recovery, if I'm a high-end restaurant, am I going to have as many customers coming back in here to eat out as to dine out? Let's see, where have I been getting all my supplies and my local produce and my meat, my fish? My goodness, are those supply lines, and is that going to, are my costs for that going to go up dramatically? And all of a sudden, am I going to have sort of new competitors, people who are not out of any malice or anything, but see an opportunity to come in here, and maybe from the outside, and if I'm a home repair expert, and I'm going to have lots of business helping people repair their places again, but all of a sudden, too, I may be facing a lot of out-of-state companies that have come
in. And I still say that this is where, if you've stayed close to your customers, and of course, this presumes, Walter, something that I've been begging people to do for 20 years now, this presumes that you've been staying, you even know who your customers are and where they are, how to contact them. I mean, if the closer you stay to your customers, the less likely the cautions that you just mentioned will be part of the deal. I mean, if you're a hamburger restaurant and you can't get hamburgers in but you're serving hot dogs, your customers will come eat hot dogs with you.
Absolutely.
As long as they believe that you've been riding this thing with them.
Right. And then you may find yourself building even tighter and better customer relationships. One of the things that all the research suggests about people who get caught up in a disaster together, and this includes customers and people who purvey to them, is that they can oftentimes end up emotionally closer after the disaster is over.
That's right. The stories they can tell about to each other, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And that's important.
And, you know, you mentioned competitors. You know, this might be a good time for competitors to drop their firewalls and join hands. You know what I mean?
That can be true. That can be true. But it's also, you know, it can present opportunities for people. I think about some of those Caribbean islands. I know a little bit about some of the ones. I visited them, but they were so wrecked by Irma going through places like St. Martin and Anguilla. And, you know, if the... nice places, nice beaches, but if the existing hotels are all blown down or something, they may want to rebuild, but there may be some people who come in and kind of want to get into the market.
Take advantage of that. Well, and if there are going to be a lot of small businesses that won't come back from this.
Yes. Right.
And if there's a vacuum, then you know somebody will need to fill it. But talking about competition, did you hear the story about the Houston television station that was helping the competitive television station because they were off the air for a while?
I didn't hear that story.
That was a pretty cool story. They were broadcasting for them, helping to broadcast for them. And so that was a pretty cool story. So folks, you got costs. You got to think about that going forward. Your customers, you got to stay close to them. Watch out for those opportunities to competitors. But also, if you've got a legacy competitor like you in the marketplace, maybe now's the time to think about showing the neighborhood that they're more important than the competition situation. Walter, you got a website for us?
The Lords of Strategy.com, Jim.
All right, so check it out, folks. The book is called The Lords of Strategy. I encourage you to find it wherever books are sold. 10 Till. More to come with Walter Kieschel after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.